This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The macroeconomic demographic word of the day, and yes, I do realize that's a mouthful. Anyway, here it is. It's multi-generational. There's some new research out from Pew showing the number of people living in multi-generational households has quadrupled in the past 50 years, almost 60 million people as of last year, growth that shows no signs of slowing. That is the demographic part of the word of the day. The macroeconomic part of it is the money. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on it.
Sarah Jowett has shared a house in Merced, California, with her 19-year-old son and mom since 2014. She loves that her son gets to spend so much time with his grandmother, but it's not always peachy.
You're like two different families, and you have different goals.
Like how clean the house should be, or what everyone wants to watch on TV. But there are plenty of financial benefits. Before, Jowett and her son lived in an apartment. Now,
you know, we have all the bells and whistles. You know, we have a house, we have property, we have yards.
Financial incentive is the top reason families live together. Devera Cohn at Pew says 18% of people in the U.S. live in multi-generational households. That number rises to about 25% for Asian, Black, and Hispanic Americans, and those who are foreign-born.
Those are the same groups that are driving U.S. population growth in general.
The Pew study also shows that people who live in multi-generational households are more financially secure. Natasha Pilkowskis is a professor of public policy at the University of Michigan.
When you live together, you kind of enable people to work. So if a grandparent can help with childcare, for example, then maybe the parent generation has an easier time remaining in the labor force.
And that's become more important during the pandemic. The childcare and elder care crises, plus previously high levels of unemployment, have helped boost multi-generational living, though it's not clear how much of that boost is permanent. Because Pilkowskis says when a family's income increases, they're more likely to move out. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.